And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Rose. What up, doe? I'm David Jacoby. And on the cool check-in. Together, oh no. Center stage on the mic. I need help putting it on wax. We're Jalen Jacoby. What is it that we do, Jalen Rose?
We get the people what they want.
Jalen, I messed up the intro on the holiday special. The last show of 2019, and I messed up the intro. It's a bad sign for 2020. It's a really bad sign. I'm concerned.
If it'll make you feel better, you mess it up once every other month.
We always say we give the people what they want. Today, we will definitively, literally, give the people what they want. Today's a holiday special, and we'll be taking your questions from the audience with holiday themes. And we start with a very special holiday edition of Soft Move or Boss Move. The very first question we have from this special holiday edition of Soft Move or Boss Move comes from Twitter. And one of our fans, T-Clizzle, wants to know this. Soft Move or Boss Move, ignoring your family afternoon to watch Chris basketball. Is that a soft move or a boss move? Jalen Anthony Rose.
That one's a loaded question. First off, that name, T-Glizzle, indirectly reminded me of my Detroit brother, T-Grizzly, who I was randomly out and about and just ran into at a restaurant, and we ended up having a great dinner and getting a chance to catch up. That's number one. Number two, Chris basketball, that's genius. Mm-hmm. Whoever came up with that, that's one of those things that I'm like, I should have came up with that.
Yeah, we're going to be saying Chris basketball every year. We're going to be saying that every year forever.
And for those that haven't been paying attention, I've been working at ESPN since September of 2007. And you know what I've been doing every afternoon since then on Christmas Day? Working, talking about the games that are happening out on the floor. So ignoring family to me is a double boss move, because usually I'm in studio with a crisp suit on getting paid to watch the games, and you know I'm going to have a fresh cut this year. You know I am.
Ignoring your family on Christmas afternoon for Christmas basketball is definitely a boss move, because that's the reason it starts at noon. I'm going to spend from like 8 a.m. until 12 noon with my family, and then y'all can play with the toys that I got you for the rest of the day. Moving on, next, this one comes from Instagram, and this is from Allison, and Allison wants to know, soft move or boss move or super boss move, giving your significant other a gym membership for Christmas. This one is a little bit dangerous, Jalen Rose. Soft move or boss move, gym membership as a present.
Shout out to Al, representing LAPC. Here's the thing. For those that want to give their significant other encouragement, it's not always the best thing to do it through gifts.
No.
And here's what I mean. You want your significant other to cook more? Don't buy pots and pans on Christmas. Don't do that. You want significant other to clean the yard? Don't buy me a rake and a brush. Like, I'm good
no,
on that.
No,
don't do that. Not going to be able to do it. Like, that's not the theory. If you want me to get in the gym, don't get me a membership at Christmas. You just highlighting that I'm not in shape. That's something you do on Valentine's Day or something like that.
No. Never, ever, ever buy your significant other a gym membership. You're basically telling your significant out loud, you're telling them you need to work out. That's what you're saying. I know a gym membership is something that everybody has and they're expensive and it'd be nice if someone paid for it, but there's a lot of other things you can buy them that doesn't say to them, you need to work out, you don't look good. Moving on. Next, we have another one from Twitter. This is from Rishi. Rishi wants to know, soft move or boss move, reusing wrapping paper for the next year by telling your kids not to tear it up. I'm going soft move on this. I think part of the enjoyment of opening up presents is tearing up the wrapping paper. Because I remember my mom used to do this to me. She's like, ooh, that's nice wrapping paper. Hold on. Just carefully open it up. No. I'm tearing that thing up. Wrapping paper is not to be used twice. It's a one time only.
See, this is when the economics of Christmas goes awry. And here's what I mean for everybody enjoying this Jalen and Jacoby Christmas special. Sometimes, special. Like you just said, you want to spend money on the expensive wrapping paper, on the expensive tree, on all of the lights, on the tree, in the house, on the house, in the yard, on the trees. And sometimes we lose focus about it should be about who's at the table with their loved ones, number one. And number two, investing those funds into what actually goes under the tree. How about that, Jacoby? So I think this is a soft move because you got to engage your priorities financially in order to make it a win-win. You got to be able to rip the gifts open.
Got to rip the gifts open.
You can't be delicate with it.
Got to rip the gifts open. Next, another one comes from Instagram. This is a good one. Soft move or boss move? Bringing in the new year asleep. I do this every year. Boss move. Every year I'm asleep at New Year. Every year. Every year.
We've been on vacation and been asleep as the clock struck 12. I've been out and about multiple years on New Year's Eve trying to party hop. Let me give you guys some advice.
What's that?
The place you're at around 10:30, 11, that's the place you're going to be at 11:59 when it's time to say Happy New Year at 12. Trying to hit up too many spots and have too many different drinks at too many different restaurants and house parties and clubs and stuff like that. No, that's not what you do. Either go to one or two spots or do the David Jacoby and be asleep.
Oh, I'll be asleep. That's why the West Coast is so nice. You can watch the ball drop at 9 p.m. in New York and then just go right to bed. I love living in L.A. just for that reason. Moving on, the next one comes from Twitter, and this is from Jamie. And Jamie wants to know, soft move or boss move, asking my barber to get my hairline like Jalen Rose, which was awkward because I'm a 42-year-old white man and she's a 50-year-old Asian woman. Asking your barber to give you the Jalen Rose hairline, soft move or boss move?
That's always a boss move. Like, at some point, there should be a national holiday on the 5th of each month where everybody around the world just get a crisp cut. You know, you should be able to walk into barber shops and you see the multiple pictures that are like lineups. I should be in the center as a number 5. These are things that should happen. I talk to you so much about what profession is underrated in American lore. Tell me, David, what profession do I tell you is underrated in American lore?
I'm not going to allow you to have this discussion. I hate it when you do this. I'm going to talk about educators, first responders, doctors, police, military. Those are the ones that are underappreciated. And you want to say barber. You're going to put barber in front of all those people. I'm not going to allow you to do that. I'm not going to allow you to do that. You know what? It's time
those
for you.
Those are serious jobs you just talked about. They educate people.
It's a serious discussion.
They make our world go forward. But it's once we're forward and you're in the office with your best outfit on, guess what? You want to look crisp. That's what you want to do. You go to the beauty supply. You go to somebody to cut your hair. You go. This is what we do in society.
Jalen, when we're going to do the holiday special, I did not expect you to make up a new holiday about yourself where everyone around the world gets a crisp hairline like Jalen Rose. You know what? You are something else. On the holiday special, you made up your own holiday. It wasn't even annual. It's every month on the 5th. Jalen, I love you so much. This holiday special couldn't be better. Look at the snow falling. I'm in such a good mood. We have a special holiday-themed version of cultural or regional. First question that we have for the special holiday edition of Cultural Regional comes from Instagram, and it is from Marcel Mosley, and they want to know, is Christmas caroling cultural? Jalen Rose, is Christmas caroling cultural?
Marcel trying to get me turned up during the holiday season. This is 1,000% cultural.
Agreed.
No question about it.
Agreed.
I grew up in a neighborhood, first off, where I was like, it's Christmas time. I see people trying to carry trees and trying to have lights on them and trying to put gifts underneath them and on their grind to do whatever they could to take care of themselves and their loved ones. And it's freezing outside. Ain't no way we about to be walking door to door singing Christmas songs for nobody else's pleasure. Not going to be able to do it.
Yes, Christmas caroling is definitely cultural. Moving on to the next one. This also comes from Instagram. This is from Leland Wellington. Leland wants to know, leaving out milk and cookies for Santa and carrots for the reindeer, is that cultural or regional? I think everybody does that, right? Doesn't everybody leave that? Leave out milk and cookies? Doesn't everybody do that?
That's universal, international.
Universal. Yes,
that's
yes.
Grandfather in the lore of Christmas yes. morning. Now, that's for the milk and cookies. We ain't do the carrots. Did you?
Nah, we didn't do the carrots either, but we do the carrots now. I think the carrots might be like more, it might be generational. I think the carrots kind of got added to the tradition. But one thing we're going to do this year is we're going to make our own cookies. No store-bought cookies for Santa. You got to make the cookies for Santa. You got to make them. Moving on, the next one also comes from Will on Instagram, and this question is interesting. Is opening presents before Christmas Day cultural? Jalen, did you get one present or maybe two presents before Christmas Day? Any presents before Christmas in your home?
I did not per se. I work with a couple of fine agencies in CAA and Rock Nation. They sent Molly and I gifts. Kayla Johnson sent some Garrett's popcorn. I was really grateful of that. Ate half of the tub soon as I got it. Didn't share it with anyone. Watched NBA basketball. But for the most part, no. Usually, no. I'm the gift giver. And then I give for people to give gifts to other people. And then I realize I'm not really receiving gifts in return. So I definitely don't really have any to open before Christmas.
Well, you're definitely not getting a gift from me. And I would say that no one really, I don't think this is cultural or regional. This doesn't really happen. I don't think people really open presents before Christmas Day. And if you do, good for you. Moving on. This is from Twitter, from Steve. Elf on the Shelf, cultural or regional? I never did Elf on the Shelf, but now I have kids and I do Elf on the Shelf because you know what? They're scared of that little guy. They're scared of that little elf. Anytime they start acting up, I point right at the elf. I'm like, you see Thomas over there? Thomas is watching y'all. And every night he goes back and reports to Santa. So you better stop screaming and hitting your sister. It's Elf on the Shelf cultural.
I like that a lot. That frame of reference of almost like it's an angel in the room that's always watching
yes.
for Santa. I like that thought process, but that still make it cultural.
I think it's
that
cultural.
That still make it cultural.
You know what? If you got kids, the elf on the shelf works. The elf on the shelf works. They're scared of that little guy. They're more scared of that tiny little elf on the shelf than they are of me. And that says something about who I am as a parent. Moving on. This one is from Instagram, and it is an interesting cultural regional, house has to be clean before Christmas presents can be opened. I look like Jalen, and growing up, the house had to be spotless before one present can be opened. Jalen Rose, cleaning the house before opening presents, cultural or regional?
A cultural boss move. Here's what that is. So let me get this right. I've been working 40 plus hours to try to make sure that my kids have something underneath the tree. You talked about the Santa elf. We talked about reindeer. We talked about leaving out milk and cookies, leaving out carrots for reindeer. We doing all of this for everybody except the people that bought the presents to put them underneath the tree. And one of the things I ask you to do all of the time, every day, every week, every month, every year, is to clean up after yourself and clean your room.
Yep.
So we gonna clean up this house before we open up any of these presents. Because like you going to Thanksgiving at a restaurant, I'm not trying to be stuck cleaning up after you just opened up all of your presents.
Yeah, I mean, I would say it is cultural. I never had to clean the house before opening presents. But we definitely every single year have a big, huge trash bag for all the wrapping paper in the boxes. You got to have that big trash bag on deck when you open up the presents because we can't have ribbons and wrapping paper and boxes all over the house. There's going to be enough mess with all the toys. We don't need that. This has got to be every house has to have a gigantic trash bag right next on deck
universal.
When they're opening presents. That's universal. Moving on, the next one is from Twitter. Fruitcakes. Cultural or regional? Definitely cultural.
Cultural.
We had cultural. I remember
no doubt about it.
My grandma and grandfather used to send us a fruitcake every year. Every single year. It would come in this tin, this like circular tin. We would open it up and like, oh good, we got fruitcake. My mom would cut a slice, we'd be so excited for it. We would have that first bite and be like, what is this? What is this? It was like fruit museum. It was like old fruits frozen in time, covered in sugar, and it tasted awful. We never even finished. I would have one bite and be like, I'm good. I'm good about that. The tin looks good. That thing would still be in the fridge in like March. No one's eating that fruitcake. Fruitcake's cultural. What do you think, Jay?
I just let you cook all the way on that because I can't add anything to that great analysis. You called it nasty. You said it's it nasty. Came in the tin. It's 1,000% cultural.
I love this one. This one's from Twitter as well, from Michael. This one I love. I've done this before. Cultural regional, wearing your white sneakers in the snow to clean them. I'm going to say regional because you can only do that in the snow, and I've definitely done this before.
That's no doubt being regional, but it's also lazy. As somebody that used to line up his shoes and clean the shoestrings with a toothbrush, brush and soap, pick and choose which ones could go into the washing machine or not. And by the way, moms did not like opening up the washing machine. Mm-mm. It was just a pair of shoes in there. That's like wasting a load in her mind. She used to go off on me about doing that. I am not going in the snow only to clean my shoes. That's just lazy, but it's still regional, like you said.
Regional. And the last one we have is a special voicemail. Don't forget, if you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail and we'll play it on the show just like this.
Hey, my name is Lavelle from Pennsylvania. My holiday cultural or regional. My fiance looks like Jacoby. I look like Jalen. She wants to have our dog on our Christmas card and send it out and do like, you know, matching holiday attire. Now, I feel like this is heavy cultural, but she tells me that, you know, everyone does it. So I was curious to you guys' input. Thank you guys. Have a great day.
Putting your dog in the holiday picture, wearing matching outfits, and sending out holiday cards. Cultural regional. Jalen Rose, your thoughts.
This is one of the toughest questions I've been asked all year.
You okay?
All year. I'm almost happy that this year is over. This is tough. This right here is complicated. Answer for this one.
Complicated.
This is complicated. And shout out to Reg DeLedge. Here's the thing. Dressing up like your significant other is one thing. When you include the dog, for me, that seems like it includes other things that the dog is allowed to do. Like constantly lick you in the face or get kisses from you. Sleep in the bed with you. And be on your Christmas cards. I say this controversial because being the man of the house, sometimes you gotta make tough decisions. And if your first inkling is that your boys are gonna get that and clown you, I say no.
Yeah, I'm gonna say no to that. You know what? I don't read your Christmas cards. I barely look at your Christmas cards. I don't care about your Christmas cards. I don't send Christmas cards. Don't send me a Christmas card. I don't need a Christmas card. If you ask me for my address around Christmas, I'm not even giving it to you. I'm good. I know what your family looks like. I don't need a Christmas card. I got an Instagram. Jalen, we're going to need you to take us behind the curtain during the holidays. Jalen, you tip more than anyone I've ever met in my whole entire life. And now is the tipping season, so this is where you really shine. We got a question from Twitter about tipping. We need you to take us behind the curtain. Christmas tipping. Who do you tip? How much? The barber, the mailman, the trash man? Jalen Rose tips everybody.
So Jalen, this is really important to me. Because we talk so much about family and friends. And think about it. Jacoby, for the first time in his 20-year career, even bought food for the Los Angeles staff this morning.
Mm-hmm.
That just lets everybody know the impact that you can have on others. So those people aren't just doing a service for you. I want to teach you guys something. They're your friends. You trusted them. They come into your residence. And also, they're like your staff. So if you want people to not only want to work hard, but feel good when they leave. So absolutely, you got to give the trash guy a couple of 20s or a 50 if you got one. You got to get a barber an extra 50 or 100 if you got it. You got to tip 35% if you're able to, if you're getting great service. That's what the holiday spirit is all about.
Jalen, don't forget, you're rich. That's all I have to say about that. Moving on. It is the end of not just the year, but of the decade. And as we usher in 2020 in the roaring 20s, Let's take a look back. Jalen Rose, what is your favorite sports moment of the decade?
Favorite sports moment is easy. Being a Detroiter, a member of the Fab Five, an alum at the University of Michigan, someone that has a scholarship endowment, someone's a part of a team's legacy that got erased. Banners taking down. To see Juwan Howard doing the cabbage patch in front of his team in 2019 after a strained relationship with the university is the greatest thing of all time, as far as I'm concerned.
My favorite sports moment of the decade is there's a lot of GOATs, but there's an underappreciated GOAT of the teens, and that is Simone Biles. Simone Biles is the GOAT of all gymnasts, maybe the GOAT of all athletes. When you take a look at what she's done, not just during the Olympics, 19 gold medals at the World Gymnastics Championships, most of all time, won the all-around title in 11 of 13 international competitions, first American woman to win four gold medals at a single Olympics, Simone Biles is a GOAT, and we need to respect her and appreciate her as such. Very quickly, as we finish the show, we usher in the new year. Jalen Rose, what is your New Year's resolution?
I just wish prosperity, health, happiness, love to all of my family, friends, and loved ones, and peace to everybody across the nation and in the world.
You know what? I echo that as well. I want to thank everyone for watching us and supporting us through this entire decade. We always say we give the people what they want, so we're not just going to give you the television show audio. We always give you podcast exclusive Too Hot for TV. So this is our holiday special. We'll be talking about Christmas, Soft Move or Boss Move, Christmas and holiday cultural regional. But Jalen, we're going to start with last night's basketball games. The Greek Freak just showed the world. Just showed the world. The Greek Freak said, this is my league. I'm the MVP. I'm the baddest man on the planet. I'm the best basketball player alive. That's what he tried to say yesterday to me. What do you see?
So, South Seaport, Pier 17, ESPN, it's like a family affair. It's not the largest space, but for me, it's like a professional locker room, just bringing you guys behind the curtain. So many talented professionals working in front and behind the cameras, and we all get to exchange information and talk about sports. One of the individuals, Max Kellerman, was just talking to you and I yesterday, and I was specifically telling him, you turned him on to what website?
BasketballReference.com?
No, when we were talking about the Greek Freak from three.
I don't know what website you're talking about.
You were telling Max what website he could go to get these stats on Greek Freak shooting from three. Because I was telling him that the Greek Freak has become a pull-up and knockdown shooter. He's like, no, you know, he's a capable shooter. Anybody that saw them play against the Lakers last night, it highlighted what we just talked about a handful of hours before that.
Yep.
He put it in his hand and hezzy a little bit. It's a rocker step, basically. And sometimes you can contest it late. But he was shooting for 29 feet, Jacoby. He wasn't hesitating.
Oh, yeah.
The one over KCP when he got shut off to go to the lane. And he pulled back. That was confident. That was Steph Curry style.
I didn't like that one. I didn't like that one at all. That one made me nervous.
The one he pulled up on AD on the left wing when they were coming back after he was in foul trouble. He was raising up.
Yeah. He was ready.
He was ready. Like, he was like, get out that zone.
Greek Freak was ready.
He was telling him to get out that zone. So when people ask me who's the best player in the game,
don't say it.
I'm not ignoring the wizardry of the lefty James Harden, him almost averaging 40. I love guys that get buckets on a nightly basis. Grew up watching guys like Bernard King and Dominique Wilkins and Michael Jordan, Adrian Dantley, Tommy Love on this show. Getting buckets. Okay? I love to see that. Love to see Anthony Davis paired with LeBron averaging over 20 amongst the league leaders in rebounds and steals. I'm sorry, blocks. Love that. He's balling. Kawhi and PG putting up numbers, locking down. LeBron in his 17th year, leading the league in assists. Like Giannis says, he's an alien. But I'm going to tell you, listen to me closely. You ain't seen nothing like the Greek Freak. You ain't seen nothing like this. You ain't seen nothing like this. The points, the rebounds, and the blocks he get is similar to a guy that should have a body type of Shaq. Oh, wait, that's the last guy that was getting like 30 and 13. That was the last guy. And Shaq wasn't even blocking shots. Greek Freak blocked shots. Now he hitting threes? Now he hitting threes? Hey, man.
You know,
telling you guys
I'm
who the best
always,
player in the game is.
I'm always going to say LeBron James is the best player in the game. I'm always going to say that. And I'm always gonna, until he's out the league, he's the best player. If you want to win a game, you want LeBron James. But I'll say this about Greek Freak. LeBron James, low-key, has always had a running mate for the last, like, 8 years, except for last year. Like, he's always had Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, Kyrie. Like, he's always had someone with him. Greek Freak, he got a supporting cast. Chris Middleton was an all-star. That was cute and everything. But, like, there's really no second banana on that team. He carries the Bucks to the best record in the league by himself.
That's what I was saying. And I was arguing with Jay Will on Get Up about this. We talk so much about leadership. What I see from Giannis is exactly that. Plays multiple positions, play hard on a given night, improves the weaknesses in his game, accepts accountability, face of the franchise, says all of the right things privately and publicly. And then when you get out on the floor, he making those guys better. Eric Bledsoe wasn't even playing. Some people thought George Hill was washed years ago. He scored over 20. DiVincenzo started. Middleton made a couple of plays. The Lopez is blocking shots, playing some D. Like, we ain't seen nothing like the Greek Freak. He living up to his name.
Sure is.
And we had the nightcap, too. Don't sleep on the nightcap. The Rockets beat the Clippers. The Rockets beat the Clippers. Westbrook doing his thing.
If you're Daryl Morey and you're sitting in an office, playing against the Clippers is why you acquire Russell Westbrook.
Yep.
That matchup in particular. Because James Harden has gotten you to the different levels of the playoffs, regardless of who his sidekick was. You bring on Russ to go against the perimeter strength of the Clippers. Kawhi, PG, the defense of Beverly, the scoring of Lou Will, Montrezl Harrell energy, layups and dunks, emotion out there. Capella is taller than him. Throw that ball high. Give him a lob. Tucker gonna make those corner threes.
I love
McLemore giving them minutes.
I loved Pat Beverly getting fouled out and then Westbrook waving him goodbye. I love the animosity. I love how much they dislike each other. The two of them really don't like each other, and I am here for it. I want them in a playoff series. I don't know how the math is gonna work out, but I want those two in a playoff series.
Well, let me tell you what's gonna help you get them in a playoff series. Rest and load management.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of the Clippers going hard for the 82, they're going to have to conserve Kawhi, who's dealt with some injuries we all seen in the last couple of years. We talked about on this show even watching them limp in the playoffs last year. So they're not going to get the number two seed. Lakers going to have the number one seed.
Yes.
So that means in the West, teams 3 through 5 or 6, they're only going to be separated by like two games.
Two games. There's going to be some big 81, 82 games.
Yeah. So you could go down the last 2 weeks of the season, somebody twist an ankle or have a bad week. You could drop from 3 to 6. This could be the 4-5 matchup in the first round.
Kawhi Leonard has played in 0 back-to-backs. In the 8 game he has missed, they're 4-4. They're a 500 basketball team without Kawhi Leonard. And he's just like, I don't play back-to-backs. That's not something I do. It might be in his contract or something. Like, there's going to be a time when Doc's going to have to look at him and be like, listen, I know we have a back-to-back, but we're going to need you to play in both of them. He's going to be like, not going to be able to do it.
And the Lakers and the Clippers have a big game versus each other on Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah. That one's late. That's late for me. I'm going to be tired because on Christmas, I start drinking early.
And let me give Giannis and the Bucks some more flowers. Haven't they played the Clippers twice this year? Once without Paul George in L.A.?
Yep.
They won on the West Coast, right?
I think so. I'll look it up.
What happened when the Clippers came to Milwaukee? You remember that game?
They lost.
They ain't lose.
Let me look.
They got
I'm
waxed.
Looking it up right now. Oh.
I remember. They put it on wax.
Yeah, the Bucks have beaten them twice. They beat them in Los Angeles by 5 and then in Milwaukee, Cream City, by 28.
By how much?
28 points.
Put it on wax!
Jalen, I did something today that I've never done before. Today is a new day. I'm coming into 2020 strong. You know what I did that I've never, ever done before?
You took a bath. I know the answer. I got the answer.
What's the answer?
You took a bath and a shower in the same day.
No. But in my house, we call those bowers. You plug the tub and then you turn on the shower. It's a bower. That's what I do for me. Quincy loves a bower. But no, I did something I've never done before in my whole entire life, Jalen Rose. It's going to blow your mind. You're going to be shocked. You're going to be proud. I bought the staff in Los Angeles breakfast. That's right. Venmo Demetrius said, go to town, everybody. Go to town. Because I had them give me their Starbucks order. They had the craziest Starbucks order I've ever heard. The first thing on the order was a medicine ball. I look it up. I'm like, there's nothing there. Like, there's nothing there. There's no such thing as a medicine ball. They're getting lemon cakes, coffee cakes, cake pops, breakfast sandwiches, chicken sandwiches. Demetrius got a chicken sandwich for breakfast. You ever had a chicken sandwich for breakfast? A breakfast chicken sandwich? No. I want the chicken that hasn't become a chicken yet. That's what you eat for breakfast. Eggs. You eat embryos for breakfast. You eat full chickens later in the day. You're wild. Now Reggie mad at me because he didn't get any breakfast.
I'm proud of you, dog.
Now Reggie mad because he didn't get breakfast.
And you know,
Tommy didn't get breakfast.
That's what I tried to bring to the universe. It really is, you know. Be kind to others, be respectful to others, appreciate others, be a please and thank you, yes and no kind of guy. And every now and then along the way, other people adopt it and pick it up. Congratulations, yeah. Jacoby. Happy for
I'm
you.
Never doing it again.
I know
never
that was a big
again.
Thing for you.
I'm never doing it again. I'm never, ever doing it again. See, people have to take everybody behind the curtain. Jalen Rose will show up with a full spread, barbecue, fried pickles, fried chicken, French fries, salmon, whitefish. Like, you get wings. Like, you take care of everybody here at the South Street Seaport. I don't do that. I'm not that guy. You all can feed yourselves. I'll feed my children. Yo, I'm so excited about this holiday special we got going on. I'm so excited, Jalen Rose. In this very special holiday edition, we always appreciate hearing from you. You know, we got your Twitter, we got your Instagram, we got your holiday questions. We also have voicemails. Remember, if you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail. And if you leave us a voicemail, we'll put it on the show just like this. Reggie?
Hey, what's up, guys? This is your boy from Salt Lake City, Utah. I got a holiday question for you all. I am in a relationship with a girl. Been dating for about 2 or 3 months now. When is it appropriate to go to each other's holiday events? An example, Thanksgiving dinners, Christmas dinners, all that good stuff. Because you know, I want to spend time with her and I want to spend time with the fam too. Can I do both? When is it too early to ask them to come out and do those events with me? Thank you guys. Keep giving the people what they want.
It's a great question. As we have the holiday season, a lot of people are in new relationships, and that question comes up like, oh, what are you doing for Christmas? Oh, I'm going to go spend time with family. And then they're like, well, am I coming? So Jalen, at what point in the relationship do you spend holidays together with your significant other and your family?
So always embrace your significant other, whether it's 1 day, 2 days, 1 week, 1 month, 1 year. Enjoy it. Tomorrow isn't promised to any of them. Enjoy the laughs, enjoy the hugs, enjoy being able to talk to somebody about tough times in your life and their lives. Somebody that's going to push you and make you better. But holiday events mean introducing you to immortals in my life. My grandparents, my parents, maybe my kids, my cousins and my uncles and my aunts. You have a big family. And here's my advice. It's going to be cut and dry, but it eliminates all gray area for him, for her, for anybody. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Do not take them to your holiday event as your mate unless they're faithful to you. If you know that they're not being faithful to you, if you know that they're talking to other people in one way, shape, or form, in multiple relationship, if it's not monogamous, in my opinion, don't take them to your holiday party.
If you don't have the passcode to their phone, don't take them to your family. If you don't have the passcode to their phone, don't take them to your family. It's that simple. It's that simple. Like you said, eliminates all gray area. If you know how to unlock their phone, they can meet your aunties. If you don't know how to unlock their phone, no aunties. There you go. Great question from Salt Lake City. Let's listen to another voicemail.
This is Chanae Ogwumike. I'm putting my name on wax because last time you guys roasted me for not doing so. Chanae in the house. Now, since you guys are my big bros and you guys have been the real MVPs of my life, giving me personal and professional advice, Jalen, you the OG, Jacoby, I don't love you either in my Margo voice. I am asking this for a friend. So this is a hypothetical situation here, guys. New Year's 2020 vision in full effect. Now, my question is, at what point in dating someone is it appropriate to spend New Year's together? And I want to know, at what point in dating someone is it appropriate to spend New Year's together?
Chanae, first of all, this for a friend thing got to end. You already exposed yourself when you were hosting in for Jalen, okay? This for a friend thing, we ain't buying it. We are your big bros, and as your big bros, we need to meet this guy. I need Instagram handles. I'm going to get a private investigator. We got thoroughly vet who this person is, Chanae. So hit me on a text. Hit me on a text about this. And I would say New Year's, unlike the holidays in the previous question we had, New Year's is more about partying with your friends and less about family. So I would say the New Year's at any point in the relationship, you spend New Year's with someone, even if you're just casually dating them. Jalen Rose, your thoughts?
I 100% agree. It could be somebody that you've been in a relationship for decades. It could be you on the prowl trying to get a one-night stand. New Year's Eve is way different than the family Christmas parties, the work holiday parties. It's somewhat like Halloween in a lot of ways, except people aren't wearing masks, but everybody's in costume. Everybody's in costume on New Year's Eve when they're out and about.
If you don't have somebody, you're not dating anybody, go out there single and just find somebody right around 11:30. Find somebody right around 11:30 because you know, once that ball drops, it's on. It's an invitation because sometimes kissing somebody for the first time is a little awkward, a little difficult. You got to muster up the courage and the energy. You don't know if you're going to get dissed.
Yes.
Well, guess what?
Yes.
On New Year's Eve at 12, it's going down.
Yes.
It is going down. It's like musical chairs out there in the nightclub on New Year's Eve.
Yes.
Right around 11:55, people just looking around the room. It's like a school project when they say pick a partner. Everyone just looking around, like just trying to find somewhere. Any port in a storm. Chanae, thank you so much. We appreciate you, everything you've done for us. And we have one more voicemail before we ring in the new year.
Jalen, Jacoby and Jalen. What is going on? It's your boy Mike reporting live all the way from the Yay area. Soft move or boss move? Not telling your significant other or your family member that you don't like the gift or the shoes that they gave you, but just never wearing them. Don't have the heart, you know, to tell somebody I don't like the gift, but yeah, can't be walking wax stuff. You know what I mean? All right, man. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, y'all. Thank you. Peace.
Oh, see, Mike from the Yay area, I know how to play this. Cause I'm a vet. I don't like most of the gifts I get. Like, I'm gonna say like 70% of the gifts I get, I don't even care. When I pick up, here's what you do. I'm a vet at this, Mike. You tell them that you don't like it, You don't tell them. First of all, if it's your significant other, someone you live with, someone you don't live with, you just take it back on the low, right? You just return it on the low. They're never going to know the difference. But let's say it's my wife, and my wife buys me something. You act like you like it on Christmas, and then around like the 28th is when you tell them that you don't like it. So on the actual day, you tell them how much you love it and how perfect it is. And then it's all smiles and it's all positive vibes on the actual day of Christmas or whatever holiday you are celebrating. But then a couple days later, that's when you break the news that it's whack. Jalen, your thoughts.
As someone that considers himself a fashion aficionado and an industry tastemaker, I have a different take from you, sir.
Oh, what's that?
I agree with the part about if you don't live with the person and they might not see you really frequent, you could try to do what you can to take it back if it's possible. But there's levels to this. So therefore, if it's somebody you're in a relationship with, it's not a big deal to just rock it every now and then.
Oh, it's not a big deal. Oh, no. I'm not rocking black gear just because my wife got it for me. Oh, no. Oh, I'm not GQ yet. I'm not GQ yet. I definitely won't be in GQ if I'm wearing some of the ugly stuff my wife gets me.
But it depends on where you wear it. Let me finish. So you don't have to wear it when y'all going to see your favorite Star Trek premiere.
Star Wars,
you can
wear it off
wax on a day when you got to hang with her to go to Home Depot, for example, or a day when you're cleaning up the house. You can do that, too, because I'm telling you, there's equity in that. It really is. Consider it. When somebody gives you something that's really close to you, your kids, your significant other, you may not love it, but it don't kill you to wear it. It won't kill you to use it.
Oh, I'm not wearing whack clothes. I wear my own whack clothes, but I'm not wearing whack clothes that other people buy me. I'm not doing that. I'm taking it back. My wife did the same thing to me last year. I bought her like a nice necklace. It was expensive. You know, I was like, I'm going to splurge this year on something. I got a really nice necklace. She opened it up. It wasn't till like 5 o'clock on Christmas afternoon. She was like, yeah, I'm going to take this back. She was like, all right, fine, go ahead. She took it back. All right. Whatever. Next year, I'm not spending anything. I'm going to get her like a gift certificate or something. Like, here's an Amazon gift card. Enjoy that. I want to thank Chanae. I want to thank Mike. And I want to thank our friend in Salt Lake City for calling in. I want to thank everyone listening to this. We love our podcast audience. You know, we started as a podcast. We'll always, always put a priority on giving you a dope pod to step to. We'll always have exclusive content. We'll always give you the Too Hot for TV. We really appreciate you. And at the end of the year, it's a time to look back and be thankful. And we are so thankful for everyone that makes this show happen behind the scenes, everyone in Los Angeles, everyone in New York that supports us. And we are especially thankful for you, our listeners. We will always, always try to give the people what they want. Jalen Rose, your final thoughts of the year.
Final thoughts are, we appreciate the support. 9 years in giving you a podcast, a radio show, a late night television show for 30 minutes. An hour show every day on ESPN at 2. My advice, DVR us if you ain't at home watching us live. Because we're going to keep giving the people what they want.
Happy New Year, everyone. We'll be back in 2020.